This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, July 13th on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best deal and good customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for Monday Night Trivia. Well, when else? All right, so with that in mind, let's catch you up to date. Tell you that, in fact, we have a straggler from last week, and that straggler is George Washington ordered his help to do this every morning. Do what? And this will be it. At the end of the show today, we'll reveal it if you don't guess it before then. But yes, he actually ordered his help to do this. All right. Now, you haven't heard the bumper stumpers yet, so you can't guess on those. So your other choice is to pick your own category. And the sky's the limit on that because everybody knows something about something. So that's the deal. And a big thanks to Laura, who gave me more 5x5. I appreciate that more than she'll ever know. And also for giving me an update on Lisa. Lisa was in the hospital. I hope she's out now. And they was routine doing tests, but they discovered they needed to do some more. But hopefully she is at this point just fine. Well, there'll be some maintenance and stuff like that, but we'll leave it at that. And so, I hope that it'll be nothing but routine. Now, and I hope she's listening. So Lisa, we're praying for you. Okay, now, with that in mind, let us see what, we're going to do charts. I see that. And, you know, I didn't drag over the books yet. So, let me see how to do that. I guess the first thing we do is we'll welcome Billy Bob because he's long-winded generally, and that's fine. He can be telling his life story while I go get the chart books. All right, so Billy Bob, are you there?
Yeah, 104th time caller.
Yes, it would be the 104th. Now tell us your life story here while I go get the chart books.
Well, I'm basically just going to... I think I finally got a stumper on you. I want to request a song by Burt Bacharach and Al David, but it's by an obscure artist, and I bet you never heard it before. It's in 1961, before Dionne Warwick was popular, there's always something there to remind me, but it was done by a male artist in 1961, and he didn't have a major hit with it. Who was that guy? And will you play for me?
Lou Johnson, and I did last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, no, I'm a big Lou Johnson fan. Not so much that, although he did a few Burt Bacharach songs, but he did Unsatisfied, which I thought was one of the greatest records ever.
But did you do a version of that?
Yeah, yes.
Burt Bacharach?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm going to right now take a look online to see exactly when I played it, because I have notes on Raleigh.
Well, that's, I believe it. Doggone it.
Yeah, well, yes, it came up because we got a request for it, actually. And let's see.
I heard it on this obscure radio station, and I had never heard it before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we played it. I'm looking at it.
But did he have any other? Did he have any other hits?
Well, no, he never. Let's be clear here. He never had any hits. Okay, but did he have any other records? Of course.
Could you play me one then?
Well, I played three of them last week, but he was. That's all right. The first thing he did that got a little traction was also Backrack and David. It wasn't the first thing he released, but Reach Out for Me. All the stuff he did was on Big Top. And then after Reach Out for Me in 63, he did Always Something There to Remind Me in 64. I say, Magic Potion, and that was also Burt Bacharach. And that was a good record by him. And that came out on London in 64. I liked Magic Potion.
Yeah, never heard that label before, Big Top.
You never heard of Big Top? No, Big
Top. No.
Well, did you ever hear of Del Shannon? He was on He was on Big Top. Well, Big Top was a New York City label, and it was the Auerbachs, Julian and Jean Auerbach. And it was part of, I'll tell you who owned it outright, was Hill & Range Publishing. So they had a lot of money behind them. Ultimately, it was sold to Chappell. But Big Top had, the Dynamics were on Big Top, who I really liked. And I'm trying to think of who else, groups you probably wouldn't know. Bobby Peterick Jr., you would know him better as Robert John, but that's when he was a child. Sammy Turner, Johnny and the Hurricanes, a lot of Del Shannon. Most people know him for Del Shannon or Johnny and the Hurricanes. But they released, you know, probably 350 records if they released one. So it's a lot of product. But as far as hits, I keep coming back to Del Shannon because, to my knowledge, unless you count Johnny and the Hurricanes, and I wouldn't, that's really the only guy who ever had hits. Oh, Don and Juan. Don and Juan. What's Your Name? That was a Big Top record. Don and Juan.
Yeah.
And that was big.
I heard Aurora in the Hurricanes.
With
a Ringo Starr, but I never heard of other Hurricanes.
Yeah, Johnny and the Hurricanes. Yeah, they had a number of records out, but certainly.
Well, I'll stump you one of these days. I'm going to stump you.
Oh, I'm sure that you will, but just don't pick the easy stuff. All right.
No.
So what are we working on here?
The 5x5, one that you get, you're making it tougher and tougher here lately.
Well, I don't do them. Lisa and Laura do them. And I am grateful to them more than I could possibly say. So.
Oh, you said one gives easier questions. I hope I get hurt.
I don't know. Who is Neil Young married to?
Neil Young. Addie Boyd.
Neil Young is married to Daryl Hannah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
John Adams died.
The actor?
Yes, the mermaid, yes. John Adams died the same day as which founding father?
Well, probably Thomas Jefferson.
Absolutely. Very good. What is the name of the bar that Archie Bunker went to?
Did he own or he went to?
No, he went to on the show. On the show, Archie Bunker went to a bar.
He had one called Archie's Place.
No. That was a spinoff show much later. But while he was All in the Family, what was the bar? He went there all the time. Give up?
Yep, I'm done. Yep.
It was Kelsey's.
Yeah. Oh, Kelsey. Yeah, Kelsey owned the bar, and then he ended up going in partners with him.
Yep.
All righty.
All right. Thanks
for
trying.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Maybe it's been 2 weeks on Lou Johnson, but yeah, we played three of them because... we got some nice requests. Okay, now we're going to do charts, and I've got all the books. We'll see what year. John is in Chicago Heights. Welcome to WGN Radio, John.
Hey, welcome, Raleigh.
So what are we doing?
69.
All right, here we go. 1969. This week in 1969?
That'll be fine.
All right. Where were you?
I was still in college.
Okay, very good. Now, here we are. I've got the week in question. July the 12th. All right, here we go. Number one. Oh, man. I never thought a beer drinking song would be number one record, but it was. In the year 2525.
Ziegler and Evans.
Right. Number two, Spinning Wheel.
The guy just died.
Yes, he did. Yeah, David Clayton Thomas, and he was the lead singer for. You can do this.
Yeah, I know I can. I'm not going to get this.
All right, well, that would be Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Okay.
Number three, Good Morning Starshine. One word. It, male singer, one word.
One word.
Yeah. And this was a big hit. Don't you remember it?
Yes, I do. But it's only one word.
Yeah, his name. It's just his first name. And it's not Keith. Right? It's a British guy.
I do not know him.
Oliver.
Okay.
It gets worse. Okay, it gets worse. But you can get another one wrong, and it's not a problem. Actually, you can get two more wrong. Okay. Number four, love theme from Romeo and Juliet.
Henry Mancini.
Very good. Number five, One.
Three Dog Night.
Yes. Number six, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Tommy James and Shondell.
Number seven, Bad Moon Rising.
Creedence Clearwater.
Number eight, The Ballad of John and Yoko. Don't overthink it.
It's one of the Beatles.
How about all of them? All
okay.
Right. You got to get the next two. Number nine, Color Him Father.
Winston.
Yes. And number 10, What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
I'd like to hear that one.
Well, it's got a very long intro, 26 seconds. You can probably read the entire license renewal over it, but let me see what I can do for you, and I'll find it here. Let's see.
Because I need this one.
Yeah, you do need this one. This is critical. Of course, the prizes are worthless, so you know you're doing it for the fun.
I know.
But let's see. Hopefully, it'll come up right away here. So let's see. Come on, give me the W's. Yeah. Okay. Good. Excellent. And here it would be.
Junior Walker and the Altar.
Absolutely right. Yes, like I say,
get
time and temperature, station's request line, and everything else in over this intro. All right, we have a winner. Hang on, don't go away. Thanks for calling. All right,
thank you.
So, good deal. That's it. Prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get them. We hope you're still alive when they arrive. It is like that, yes. We mean to do better, but other things keep interrupting. The certificates are a lot of fun. When you finally get something, you like the certificates. I think I just hung up on them. I hope not. Did I? Yeah. Oh, God, John, call back. John, call back. I hope I didn't hang up on him. Now, we're going to get to TJ. He's a first-time caller, so he goes to the head of line, and he is somewhere. And we'll find out. Yes, I'm at the other studio tonight, so the screens are a little smaller, so I'm glad I can even see TJ. All right, we'll pick it up right there in moments right here with our first bumper stumper coming up, too, right here on WGN Radio.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, and my heart won't try. Ha ha!
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Takes me back 50 years ago right now when that was a hit. Who is he? All right, so yeah, you probably know who's playing trumpet, but that's not the artist. All right, so 888-876-5593. That was a huge pop adult hit, as they used to call that format. Not so much top 40, though. All right, so who is he? 888-876-5593. Meanwhile, TJ, our first-time caller in Homer Glen. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, how are you?
All right, I'm better that you called. How are you doing?
I can't complain. This is a great show here.
Well, thank you.
Finally got the nerve to call in.
Oh, I'm so pleased. I hope it's going to be the first of many. So you want this week in 1975?
Yeah, I mean, I was in grade school at the time, but that's when I first started discovering music. I thought that'd be a great challenge.
All right, so here we go. Number one, Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh, Captain and Tennille.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Or as I like to call her, the Captain and Toenail. All right. she always got upset about that, but Daryl loved it. Anyway, number two, The Hustle.
The Hustle, Van McCoy.
Yes. Number three, Listen to What the Man Said.
Paul McCartney.
Yes.
And Wings.
Yes.
Wings.
Yeah, good enough. Paul McCartney, I'll take it. Yes. That's right. Yeah, back then I remember kids like you were saying, did you know Paul McCartney was in a group before Wings? All right. So, number four, Wildfire.
Wildfire. Michael somebody.
Yes.
Michael McDonald?
Yes.
Was that it? Okay.
No,
Michael
no,
McDonald?
No, I'll give you half credit. Michael Murphy.
Oh, okay. McDonald, somebody else.
Yes,
okay.
Right. That would be more like the Doobie Brothers. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's all right. Number five, Magic.
Magic.
Oh,
Pilot.
Yes,
that,
exactly.
Ooh, it's Magic.
Yeah, ho, it's Magic. Yes, that's them. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. You hear that in commercials a lot now.
Good for them. All right. So I hope that Alan Parsons is making some money on that. All right. Please, Mr. Please, number six.
Mr. Please. I don't remember that.
Oh, don't play B-17. Female. I'll let you hear her.
Why is it Olivia Newton-John?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Okay.
Okay. Number seven, One of These Nights.
The Eagles.
Yep. Number eight, Swearing to God.
Swear to God. Oh, man.
He used to be the lead singer of a very big little pop group from the early and mid-60s, and then he went and became a solo act, and let me see if I can find this for you.
Because, Frankie Valli.
Yeah, there you go. All right,
yeah,
this is really good. You're not making me play him. I really appreciate that. Number nine. Well, it gets worse. It's a remake, as only she could. When Will I Be Loved?
When will I be loved? Oh, Linda Ronstadt.
Yep, afraid so. And number 10, I'm Not in Love.
10cc, that was
and
a good tune.
We have a winner. Excellent. That was just excellent.
Did you ever see the documentary on how they made that song? Like all voices. It's not any instruments.
Yeah, on 10cc?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And the mixed lyrics, all the people who says it's requesting quiet, but it's not.
Yeah.
All right, yes. All right.
I always thought it was like a synthesizer,
yeah.
But I saw that.
No, it's unique in its own way, that's for sure. Of course,
yeah.
With today's equipment, nothing's unique anymore. Anything can be done, but
yeah.
it was pretty good. All right, well, you're a winner. Now, the prize is worthless. It takes forever to get it. I hope you're still alive when you do. You'll like the certificate, and you also get something you don't want, like a 45 RPM. So hold on. Don't go away.
I like that.
Oh, you do? All right.
Yeah, I have a jukebox.
Oh, okay. Well, then when it comes time to pack the packages, I will remember to put something that would sound good on a jukebox. All right,
okay,
don't
like
go
some
away.
Old blues tune.
Yeah, something. All right, hang on, and call me again. See you.
Great, thank you.
Appreciate it. See, it wasn't hard at all. You see, it was easy. All right, so very good. Now, and we welcome TJ. How nice to know. All right, we don't want to hang up on TJ, so let me see. I put him on hold. That's right. All right, so 888-876-5593. It is time for the news. Another bumper stumper coming up in moments, and we're going to hear from Lisa in Dundee and more on WGN Radio.
Been true.
1958 on Checker. So who is that? Oh, I know Stan and Dearborn's going to know, but maybe you will too. All right. So Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Raleigh.
How are you feeling?
I am feeling better.
Thank God.
I'm still in the hospital.
Really?
I've been here. Yeah, I've been here since Wednesday.
Wow.
Just to make it short, I went to the doctor Wednesday to have some, you know, discussions about some things I was experiencing.
Yeah.
And she noticed my breathing was labored, which I'm on oxygen 24/7. So it does get labored at times. And so I went from the doctor's office to the emergency room by ambulance.
Oh, geez.
And they couldn't get my numbers up.
Oh, geez.
And did some testing and realized I had to have a pacemaker, that my heart was not functioning correctly, which was causing the labored breathing at the time.
Right.
So they tried to do the pacemaker Thursday, but it didn't work. So I had to wait until, I got all the way down there and I got all the way prepped and psyched up for it, and they said, you know what, we can't do it. I'm happy they did that, though.
Yes.
Because of the breathing and everything, I was a little anxious. And so they said, we need to get some fluid off of you first. So in a matter of like 3 days, they took 30 pounds of fluid off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you know what I was doing for 30 days.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then finally they wanted me to rest over the weekend and continue to get rid of as much fluid as possible.
Yeah.
And so they did the pacemaker today.
Good. And it went went routine? Everything was fine?
Without a hitch.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. My breathing was much better.
Okay.
I was able to withstand the surgery and all that, and so now they're just going to have me relax while they make sure that my breathing is okay. They are testing me for a couple other things, but they did determine I have AFib as well, so I came in for one thing and went and going home with two other things, but you know, they're all connected, and
if
it makes me feel better and that I can do more things, I'm happy.
Oh, absolutely. And, undiagnosed AFib can actually be fatal. But when you're diagnosed and you're dealing with it, you know, as you know, as I'm sure they told you, you've got the slow heartbeats, the bradycardia, you've got the high heartbeats, the tachycardia, and the pacemaker's really going to help with the slow heartbeats. Really going to help you there. And the fast heartbeats, they have drugs for it that aren't terrible.
Right. And in the meantime, the pacemaker's going to help with the electrical blockage that I have or had. So, you know, I'm happy it's all being taken care of.
Absolutely.
And I'm in the hospital so they can just do all sorts of tests and, you know, I don't have to come back and forth.
Right.
You know.
Right. All right.
But I have been listening.
Oh, well, thank you.
I listened last week, too. But today, I believe that the last, not the very last bumper, but the one before, was Peter Allen.
It is Peter Allen on A&M with Herb Alpert on trumpet. Yep.
I love Peter Allen.
Me
just
too.
Love him.
You know, that album, yeah. I love that album. It's the Taught by Experts album, and that's never come out on a CD.
Oh.
Not even as a boot from Japan or Germany or anything. It just hasn't. So, and I thought I've Been Taught by Experts was a great song. And there are several others on that album that were terrific too. But that was the thing. They put a 45 out, and it got a lot of play on the, you know, the pop adult stations, mother's music, if you will, but not much on top 40.
Huh.
Yeah.
But is he's big in, his music is big in the movie All That Jazz. And
oh, really? Okay.
I've always liked him.
He was Australian, and he was married to Liza Minnelli for a while, one of her many gay husbands.
Right.
And I thought he was terrific. And
me too.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, you're sounding good. Of course, that can.
I feel really good.
Oh, good.
I don't feel out of breath at all anymore, which I always felt and sounded out of breath. So I'm happy about that. And I want to thank Laura, you know, for letting you know what's going on.
Yes.
And she's such a good friend of mine now, and I have to keep her part of, you know, in the loop. And
yes,
she was nice to let you know what was happening.
Yes,
so.
And I was very glad to hear it. I didn't actually see that until today, actually, but when I read it, it was like, oh, God. Well, I was hoping that she would call, but I'm delighted that you called, because this is a treat. And
you mentioned, you said maybe you'll call.
Yeah.
And then when I heard Peter Allen, I thought, oh, now I have to.
Yes, absolutely. Now, so as far as release date, maybe midweek?
I'm thinking hopefully by Thursday.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
It depends on what else shows up from some of the other tests they're doing, but I feel really good, so I'm hoping by Thursday.
That'd be great. Well, you're sounding good,
mm-hmm.
and obviously the hospital food didn't kill you, so that's a miracle in and of itself.
No, it's actually very good.
Really?
Either that or I'm very easy to please.
Yeah.
the problem today is the bed.
Uh-oh.
Because the first few nights I was in like a ICU type of a deal,
yeah.
and they have new beds that are very comfortable,
yeah.
but in the bed I have today, it's issue with the tailbone and the but it's okay.
Can they get you an egg crate? Do you know what they are?
I actually have one.
Oh, okay. And it's not it's not helping. Oh.
And it's not bad right now because I'm laying down most of the way.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get my nighttime pills,
yeah.
that'll help me sleep. And that should be so bad then.
Well, this is very, very upsetting. Is it a private room?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, very good. Very good. That's That's very important, and I always
absolutely.
Say that.
Absolutely. That's all they have here.
Thank God. For people who don't understand why I say that, it's not that I'm antisocial.
Oh.
It's just that hospital-borne infection goes through the roof on semi-private rooms. And so I always
absolutely.
Say to people,
not only from the not only from your roommate, but from the visitors and
everything else. Private or nothing. I'm with you there. Good. Excellent. Well,
absolutely.
You just need a better bed. This is unacceptable.
or a smaller body.
No.
I'm working on both.
Well, it sure sounds like it. 30 pounds in a week, by good God. So
that was 30 pounds in 3 days.
Yeah, that's...
It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy.
Crazy for your body, too, so I'm glad you're there.
But they were testing my kidneys and making sure I could handle it all. And
you're doing fine.
But I'll tell you, it was nonstop, and I thought, oof, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, I had a catheter, which helps, but.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're dropping 30 pounds worth of liquid in 3 days, you can say it helps. Yes, big time. That's an understatement.
There's no way I could have gotten up and gone to the even a portable.
No.
You know,
you would have had to live on it. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, it all sounds like it's good news. So keep me posted, if you will.
Actually.
I'd love to hear from you anytime.
I certainly will.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate
will.
It, Lisa. Okay.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Good deal.
Okay.
So we'll add to Lisa's stash and get her something eventually. She'll still be with us when we do. I can just tell. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Changing the subject entirely, John is in Covington, Kentucky. Welcome back to WGN Radio, John.
Hey, Raleigh. I was wanting to do All-Star trivia since the All-Star game's tomorrow night.
All right. I can do this. All right. So we are going to talk about 2007. Okay. So take you back in history. The rookie sophomore game was a blowout. David Lee won the MVP after finishing with perfect shooting and 30 points, but another rookie player had nearly a triple-double. Who was that player?
Boy.
He set rookie sophomore game records for assists with 17 and for steals with 9.
Daggone. Oh. You got me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Chris Paul of the New Orleans Hornets.
I would have never got that. I will tell you this. My favorite American League player is Al Kaline, and he died in 6 years ago. He died. Anyway, all these accomplishments that he did and everything, you know, when he died, they read all this stuff. The one thing they didn't give Al Kaline credit for, I never could figure it out, is Al Kaline, his name is all those batteries, like my Radio 2E, I use the copper top, and they all say Al Kaline on it.
You didn't.
I'll see you later, Raleigh.
Yeah, all right. I was going to go with his nickname, Mr. Tiger, but all right, talk to you later. All right, he didn't. He just didn't. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to talk to Alex in Round Lake. How's it going, Alex? Are you there?
I can't hear you.
Why not? I can't imagine why not. You can't hear me?
Oh, now I do. I got you now.
What happened? I don't know. All right.
I don't know either.
Okay, so the title of...
How are you?
Well, I'm here, and how about you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, good. The title of John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath was suggested by his wife, Carol. Which American patriotic song did she pull the phrase from?
Oh, that is... I'm spacing on the title. I know the song, and I can sing it.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
And of course,
Alan Sherman did a parody of it.
Oh, God. Alan Sherman. Hello, Mudda.
Yeah. Well, before that.
Oh, God. What's the name of that song? His Truth is Marching On.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, Alan Sherman's twist was he was trampling through the warehouse where the Drapes of Wrath are stored.
You're right. Oh, God. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Or glory, glory, Harry Lewis.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, you're disappointing me. You've got to know this. The Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Oh, duh.
Well, yeah. There's always next week.
It's funny that I know the lyrics.
Yeah, right. Well, right. Because I don't think they say anywhere in the song the Battle Hymn of the Republic. You know?
No, they don't.
Started out as a poem. So I guess you have to blame Julia Howe for that.
Well, of course I will.
All right.
And I will talk to her about that.
Yes. Call her up. I mean, some of the videos I listen to on YouTube do that all the time. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, bye. Thanks.
Yeah, and my NDEs, and yeah, you know, I mentioned before, I try to find things that are not so boring that my mind wanders and I stay up because of my regurgitating my thoughts, but also not so interesting that I get enraptured somewhere in the middle, and then I fall right asleep, and it usually works out like a charm. So let's see. I never get to hear the good parts though, because I'm always absolutely asleep. So I don't know what they're seeing on the other side, because when I get up, there's not a bone in my body that says, "Gee, I wonder what happened in that." I don't. All right. So we'll get to Laura in Des Plaines is calling, Cindy in Chicago, and Marty in Whiting, and Scott in Oak Lawn, and another bumper stumper coming up next on WGN Radio.
Tell me when you feel a little blue. Tell me then, I'll see what I can do. Just say the word and I'll be there. Anywhere, with lots of love to share. So tell me when. And cuddle me. I'll never fall in love again. As long as there's a chance that you tell me when. Your lips are sweet, and if we ever get to meet, I know I'm never gonna let you go. So tell me when.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, proving that not all British Invasion records were hits. Who is this? 1964. And they were British, halfway between London and Liverpool, actually, outside of Birmingham, I think they were from. And they're on Decca in the UK, and the English, the American version was on London. So who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so what are we doing here? I believe, let's see, what do I, oh, look at this, Laura in Des Plaines, that's what we're going to do. So, Laura, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for calling.
I'm very happy that Lisa's went through her surgery. When they called it off the other day, I'm like, eh.
Well,
not good.
Better, actually much better that than proceeding. So, yeah, I think it was to their credit that they thought, well, we'll wait. And they did. And
it's
so I got
a long time, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, bless you for being her friend and for showing up and for doing wonderful things. And that's great.
Well, I don't know if I do wonderful things. I found a dead body today.
Where?
In my house.
What?
Okay, I should probably.
Is this a human or an animal?
Human.
You found a dead body in your house? Talk about burying the lead. What is this about?
My brother-in-law, he worked pretty close over here. So we, when you're working back-to-back or whatever shifts, if you want to come over, take a nap in the basement, there's a bedroom down there, its own bathroom, go ahead. And, I made it clear, I don't want him interfering in our lives. I want to be able to walk around my house with my pajamas on. If he comes over to sleep, it's in and out. Well, it was my daughter's birthday about 10 days ago. I gave him a piece of birthday cake, and that was the last time I saw him. And we got a phone call today from my husband's brothers saying, why doesn't he answer his phone? So my husband went downstairs, and the body was completely, completely sunken in black,
oh God,
purple, maggots, The coroner said, yeah, that was probably the last time that he was alive, when you gave him that cake.
Hopefully it wasn't the cake that did it.
I don't think so. The rest of us made it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we survived.
Oh, man, you're like going to have to fumigate and things. Jeez.
Well, I did ask that because the door was closed and it was in the basement. So there's a couple of doors. I didn't smell anything. And then once the door was open and they started moving the body, I was like, I can smell the mold now. I couldn't before. Do we all need to sleep outside in the car tonight? And the coroner said, no, it is not toxic. However, if you handle the sheets, the mattress, throw it away.
Yeah.
Wear gloves because there may be bugs in there.
Oh, man. Oh, man. No good deed goes unpunished.
Can we get this life over with already, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I say yes as long as I don't have to come back.
Yeah, so for once in my life, I'm being the strong person in the house.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Because my husband is very broken up, if you can imagine.
Oh, well, sure. But, yeah, you're just in shock.
I'm like, well, I have to answer a million questions and fill out papers. And
oh, hold on a minute. I got to do the news. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Okay.
All right. Remain living on WGN Radio.
I'm saving all my nationwide stamps to get a present for you. I'm saving all my nationwide stamps to show my love is true. I'm hoping you'll be happy to get a present for me. I'm saving all my nationwide stamps so you will jump quickly. I'll get you something pretty that you can always keep, and when you look at it each day, you know my love is deep. I'm saving all my nationwide stamps to get a present for you, and when you see my present, I know you'll love me too. You can always keep, and when you look at it each day, you know my love is deep. I'm saving all my nationwide stamps.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Asbury Park, Jersey Shore royalty. Yeah, I went through several lead singers, but if you know the group, that's great. They did a number of other things too, none of which were hits, but yeah, I know Stan knows, but maybe you do too. We're back to Laura in Des Plaines. All right, so now, Laura, I want to take objection to the idea that there was nothing hazardous whatsoever, because whenever somebody has died and started to decompose, there is the potential of biohazards, period. Now, what...
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I thought it would be in the air, and the police officer said, open the windows and put the air on at the same time. You need to air out the house.
I would strongly suggest there's a number of services, like Aftermath is in Des Plaines, and they do everything from a situation like you've got to crime scenes and on and on. And if nothing else, I'd call them. And one of the services they offer is unattended death cleanup, which is exactly what you have. So I would definitely,
not a bad idea.
Yeah, I would definitely not just take the advice of open the windows, because there's so much potential in this that if there's cleanup that's going to be somewhat affordable and can be done for you because you don't want to be there cleaning it up, You know, that's for sure.
Right. And
Aftermath is nationwide, but I know they have a Des Plaines office, so that's the one I thought of, but
there's
others.
Thank you for that advice. Yeah.
And ServiceMaster, and we all know ServiceMaster, they offer these kind of things. So there's others as well. But, you know, at least call a few, get some quotes, and find out what the deal is. I don't like the idea of just open the windows.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to take your advice. And
thank you.
Thank you. Give them a call.
Yeah, and I'll be curious what they say.
And for right now, they're taking it, they have to treat it, I suppose, as a crime scene.
Right.
Because the body is decomposed. I could have stabbed him or something, and it could have been basically hidden by now.
Right. Sure. And they will. They'll obviously, and there'll be a full post-mortem. So you're going to know the exact cause of death, which will be somewhat comforting to just know.
I know he just didn't take his insulin. It was out of control.
Well, and that's unfortunate, but, something in particular, took him out, and you'll know exactly what it is.
I thought he had gangrene in his legs a few weeks ago.
Oh, my dear God. Oh, my dear God.
I was like, they're going to take him off.
Oh, my dear God.
And then they gave him antibiotics. They treated him, and he was fine.
Good.
He was riding his bike. He was walking to work.
Good.
Like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's so dangerous. Yeah, so I'll be curious what they say. So in the meantime, on a happier note, you want Gunsmoke trivia.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, let's change the subject. My brain is on overload today.
Oh, I'll bet. But I can't wait to hear all the details after somebody comes and investigates what's going on with the cleanup.
Well, if I give you a call or, Lisa or somebody and ask for a saw.
Oh, God. Okay, then. Yeah.
They're going to be like, you never liked your brother-in-law, did you?
Well, they moved him out as a whole body, right? Not pieces. Okay. Just checking. All right. What was the name of the bartender throughout most of Gunsmoke?
Sam.
Yep, absolutely right. You are a winner. Hang on, don't go away. And keep me posted.
Although in the beginning it was Clem. It wasn't always Sam.
Yeah, but Sam had the long-running bartender role there. You're right.
He did, and he's one of the reasons why Amanda Blake left the show at the end.
Really? She didn't like Glenn Strange?
She loved him. Loved him. They were besties.
Oh.
But he died or needed her attention.
Oh, well, this is sad. All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. All right. So there you have it. And that for the moment ends the death portion of the program. Well, maybe. We'll see. But while we're at it, we have to go to Dave on the north side next because he wanted Gunsmoke also. So, Dave, are you with us?
Hello.
Yes. So you want Gunsmoke as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I request a couple of songs?
Right. Well, let me get that out. Don't jump the gun here. I got to get a piece of paper that I won't throw out. I've learned. All right. So, so what do you got?
Little Willie John.
Oh, I love Little Willie John. Of course.
The song is it called All Around the World?
Oh yes.
And then something. Mona Lisa was a man.
Yeah. Grits ain't groceries, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man.
All around
the world. Yeah, I know. I know the song very well. Yeah. All right. So,
Artie Shaw.
Oh, okay.
Taboo.
All right.
Yeah. And you and Johnny Gomes, you talked about having Johnny Taylor.
Yes, he's going to do a Johnny Taylor special on soulofthecity.net Sunday night.
Was that Thunderbolt Taylor by any chance?
No.
Okay, I heard Johnny Thunderbolt Taylor. He did a song like Your Turn to Cry.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that might be the same guy. No? Okay.
No. But, when I think of Johnny Thunderbolt, I actually think of a DC comic character. So,
yeah.
I'll have to look. All right, but no, not the same guy. So now we're back to Gunsmoke, are we?
Yeah, I figured I'd switch it up.
What was the name of Chester's brother? I know you want choices, right?
Okay. I'm trying to think of it.
Would that be Fester, Magnus, Ben, or Bailey?
Magnus?
Yes, absolutely. He appeared in the Christmas episode. Oh, Magnus. Yes, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
And he was mentioned a few times after Christmas. So there. All right. So we'll put Dave on hold. He's absolutely right. What are we doing? Oh, you know, I forgot to ask you the question again, because it's a straggler. It's going to be given away at the end of next hour, so I really should get there. George Washington ordered his help to do this every morning. So what did he order his help to do? All right, so who wanted to answer that? Scott in Oak Lawn is going to take some guesses. All right, Scott, welcome to WGN Radio. We lost Scott. Scott gave up. All right, well, it happens. Well, if you have a resurgence in energy, call us back, Scott. And if anybody else wants to take a guess, I will reveal it at the end of the night. George Washington ordered his help to do this every morning. Do what? Okay, then. Now, Cindy is in Chicago. So, Cindy, let's see here. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, that woman that called about this, it sounds like one of my stories. But then, anyhow, my brother, yeah. But then, anyhow, clean up the dog poop?
No.
I can't think of any, you know, but then, anyhow. But then, anyhow, I wanted Sanford and Son trivia, and
okay.
And then my son, I think maybe I requested it before, I just can't remember. Just so much going on. Just One Look by the woman.
Doris Troy. It's by Doris Troy.
I mean, that's like my kind of song.
Yeah. Doris Troy. We will not play a Linda Ronstadt remake.
No.
Yeah, that won't be happening. Okay. All right, Cindy.
Stroll. Okay, and then Sanford and Son trivia.
Okay.
I'll try.
Here we go. She often called Fred Fish-Eyed Fool. Which comic played the role of Aunt Esther, Fred's sister-in-law, Esther Anderson?
Which comic? Oh, I don't know her real name. Well, I know Aunt Esther. I don't know her real name, no.
LaWanda Page. Her name was LaWanda Page, and she recorded a number of comedy albums. One of them was called Watch It, Sucka, in 1972, but there were others as well.
Okay, I have another question. What do you do when you do lyrics? Do you have to guess who wrote it or who?
No, you have to guess. You have to guess what the song is. I give you a lyric from the song. It will not include the title, and you have to guess what song it is.
Okay, you don't just guess more lyrics?
No, I absolutely. You can pick a year. That's all you can pick. And from that year, I will pick a hit song. I will not tell you what it is.
Are you
and
there?
I'm here. Are you there? What's going on?
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me now, so to speak? Hello, yes. Brian. All right.
Can I do that now, or do I have to wait till next week?
What year do you want?
Well, maybe something like 1976.
Okay. 1976 it is. Hold on, I'll come back with a lyric and you'll see how it goes.
I was in eighth grade.
Well, then that's, you had plenty of time to listen to the radio, so we'll pick something they played.
Yeah.
Don't go away. All right, 1976. We'll do that, and we've got Marty in Whiting, and he wants Major League Baseball All-Star trivia, and I've already got his question. And Don in Beloit wants the Battle of Britain. You know, it wasn't that exciting a battle. I'm running out of questions, but I'll look for something coming up on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Guess I'll be moving on. I'm tired of being blue now. You get used to being low. I'm fed up with you now. You've got yourself to blame. Baby, isn't it just
just the same now. After I've gone, you're gonna feel it too now. I treated you so very good, like no one else would do now. Isn't it just a shame now? Wait till tomorrow.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That was a big Northern Soul record, but he's a Chicago guy. In fact, he was a backup singer to a lot of things that came out on Kelmac. Yeah, now there's a label. But this actually was on New Voice, and it was a flip side. And who is he? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so that's our bumper stumper, and now we move directly over to Cindy and her lyrics. All right, so let's get back here. So, all right, Cindy, so you want lyrics from 1976.
Yeah,
I just had them here. Here we go. All right, so these are the lyrics from a song. I'm going to give you quite a few of them, actually. And all you have to do is tell me the title. You don't even have to know the artist, okay?
Okay, that's what I don't know. Well, I never know the
artist. We just need the right title. It's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be misconstrued, but I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude.
60 ways to leave your lover.
Yeah, 50. 50 ways to leave your lover. Very good. That's how we do it. So I made it easy for you this time. So next time we'll be not quite as fair, and we'll see how you do. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So absolutely. That's lyrics. That's all there is to it. All right. So we put Cindy on hold, confirm that address, and we go to Marty in Whiting. All right. Marty, you're still with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Raleigh?
All right. How about yourself?
Can't complain.
All right.
But before you ask me my trivia question,
okay,
about a half an hour ago, that man, he had made mention that since the All-Star Game is tomorrow night,
yeah,
he was talking about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and the trivia question that you posed to him
was basketball.
Was for the NBA,
that's
the National Basketball.
Yeah, but that's what he asked for. That was on the screen.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
maybe I didn't hear that part.
I can't comment on what he might have said on the air, but I go by what's written on the screen. And it wanted basketball. Okay. It said it in big letters so I could see them. But would you like to do baseball?
Yes, Scott.
All right.
Yeah, the game's tomorrow night in Philadelphia.
Well, okay.
Now, Raleigh, I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't hear him say NBA, but you got a screen and I don't. So.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's the only way I know. All right. Why did the 2002 All-Star Game end in a tie?
Because they ran out of pitchers.
Absolutely right. In the 11th inning, both teams ran out of pitchers. So good, 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 good. And a similar thing happened in 1961. Do you know why that game was stopped? It's just extra credit.
I just read this a few days ago, but with my short-term memory, I've already forgotten.
A rain delay.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. But yep. You absolutely knew that both teams ran out of pitchers and it would have been hard to schedule a makeup date. So hang on. Don't go away. That's the deal. All right. So, yes, 2002, run out of pitchers. All right. Well, stuff happens, I guess. All right. So we have a question here. I hope we'll get some takers before next hour when I reveal it. But George Washington ordered his help to do this every morning. He was emphatic about it, actually. And Christine in Bridgeport wants to take some guesses. So, Christine, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
All right. I just have one answer.
Okay.
I think he asked them to make their beds.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not it.
Oh, well, I tried.
Yeah, you did. And I'm delighted that you did. All right.
And I'm sitting in my backyard in my 200-gallon pool,
yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Well, good. Enjoy every minute.
Thank you. Have
All
a great
right.
night.
Thanks for calling. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let me see. Okay, well, I guess we do take it to the news, which is coming up in about a minute here. And then we get to Don. I see I've got the entire newscast to figure out another Battle of Britain question. You know, there, and it'll take the entire newscast, too, I think, though I've just found a list of five things you may not know about the Battle of Britain. And but, of course, Don will. So we'll have to come up with something else, I do guess. All right, so that's it. Bumper Stumpers, another one's coming up. And our question, again, revealed at the end of next hour. So think about it and call. You can have up to six guesses, half a dozen for each call. George Washington ordered his help to do this every morning. Do what? All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? I think they were from the Bronx, and they originally been the Gentletones and didn't release anything, and then someone heard them of note and got them a contract. They changed their name, and that's what I'm asking for. Who are they? But it was interesting. Read an interview with one of them, got decades ago now, but I'll never get it because they asked, you know, why didn't you hit? And he said, well, it was real simple. We just couldn't afford the payola. We couldn't afford to pay for it. Well, I think it's a little more than that, but okay. So nonetheless, there you have them. Who are they? 888-876-5593. Maureen is a first-time caller. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Yes. The last one I knew was the pin setter. Somebody, do you remember that question?
Yes, and you knew that. All right, very good. Well, so we have this one now. George Washington ordered his help to do this every morning. Do what?
Take care of the horses?
Okay, you're as close as we're going to get. It's not a question of taking care of the horses, but yes, the six horses were involved. What did he order them to do with the horses?
Shod them?
Nope. You want to take other guesses?
Feed them?
No. Keep going. No.
Brush?
You're in the ballpark, but no. Keep going.
That's not brush. Clean?
No.
Okay.
You can do this. Now, Maureen, can do this. I know you can. So you're so close, but not. It's not the kind of thing anybody would normally ask, I don't think, help to do. Yes, with their horses, the six horses, they had to do this with the horses.
Does six matter?
No, it doesn't at all. It just happened there were six. That means you have to do it six times if you're one guy. But
brush their teeth?
Yes! That is entirely true. What, like I could make that up? I'm not that creative. Yes, George Washington ordered his help to brush the teeth of his six horses every morning.
Okay.
And, you know, they were big teeth. All right. So,
yes.
Yeah, all right, exactly. You are a winner. Prizes are worthless, takes forever to get anything, and eventually the certificate's fun and everything else is useless.
I love your show.
Well, thank you. Hang on. Don't go away. Appreciate it. All right. Maureen is a winner, and I hope she's going to be calling again. So, yes, George Washington ordered his help to brush the teeth of his 6 horses every morning. I don't know why. All right. So, yeah, right. George isn't around to ask. That means we need another question. And, you know, timing is everything. We're about halfway through the show, so it's a perfect time for another question. Many years ago now, the Harvard Institute for Policy Studies did extensive investigations into the most boring jobs in America. Assembly line workers came in first. The next two are pretty outdated, elevator operator and pool typist. Housewives came in 5th. But what occupation still staffed today came in at the 4th most boring job in America? All right, so we have assembly line workers, 1, elevator operator and pool typist, 2 and 3, housewives are 5, and what came in at 4? And yes, unlike the pool typists or the elevator operators, people still do this today, and it's considered to be the 4th most boring job in America. Well, I'll leave it to you if that's true or not, but that's the question, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, now back to Don and Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Don.
Hey, I'm thinking bank teller.
You know, that's great. That's not right, but you're thinking well, I'll say.
Tax accountant?
No.
Horse flosser of teeth.
There's no flossing involved. That would, I guarantee you, by the way, that wouldn't have been boring. It would be downright dangerous.
That's true. That's very true. Wow, boring. That boring should be good. We should get a lot of answers on this. What about like a guard, like a security guard?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to give it to you. It is, in fact, bank guards.
I was thinking of that. That's funny because we did the teller, and then yeah. I was thinking, well, what about the bank guard?
Yeah. All right.
There's a Seinfeld episode about something like that.
Oh, really?
It's really funny.
Really?
Yeah, and
wow.
George befriends somebody, and then he gets caught like having to like cover this guy's job for a little bit, and it's he works like at the front desk of a store. I guess it's a store, but it's really funny. He has to do something like that.
All right. Well, you're a winner. We don't have to worry about the Battle of Britain. No, thank God.
Sorry about that. Yeah. That'd be fine. Oh, could you give me like three songs?
What do you mean three songs? You want to request them?
Oh, I got 3 requests. Sorry,
okay,
sorry.
Let me see Don's list of three.
Right. Okay.
Let me find your. You're actually still on the list for something. Let me see if I can find you here. If not, we'll just put you down again, and maybe I'll tie them together eventually.
We will. We'll get to it someday.
Whenever. All right. Yeah. Whenever. All right. So, what do you got?
How about Rocket 88, Jackie Brenston and the?
Yeah,
Delta
I think
Catch.
Haven't I played that recently? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which, by the way, wasn't Jackie Brenston, but we can do it anyway. All right. So,
How about Sly and the Family Stone? Like, how about Thank You or whatever else you want played by them?
By Sly and the Family Stone? All right, you want Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again?
Okay. Why not? No? Okay. All you don't like it.
No, that's fine. I'll do it.
How about Divorce by Tammy Wynette?
Oh, D-I-V-O-R-C-E. That's not Divorce.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Become final today. Me and little J-O-E are going away. All right. Oh, man. All right.
All right. Well, stay cool out there.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Right. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Billy Sherrill produced it. Of course, it was number one. He didn't write it, though, I don't think. As I recall, he absolutely, I can't blame him for that. But yeah, it was my favorite. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E, become final today. I'm like, conjugate. Yeah, that's becomes. All right, well, never mind. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we'll get some mash for Shane. That's his favorite. We're driving. I'm going along for the ride. You can bet I'm going to Milwaukee. We'll see where I'm going after that. And there is plenty of room for you, and I do believe there is one more bumper stumper coming up this half hour, and plenty of room for callers. So Monday Night Trivia, this would be a fine time to call in. Pick your own category. Everybody knows something about something. So pick it out and give us a call right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, now we're talking Cajun country, that's for sure. And that came out in 1954. He wrote it, and he was also a disc jockey in Cajun country as well. But who is he? Born in Kaplan. Yeah, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh, same city as Chuck Riley. So what are we doing? I believe we're going to get to MASH. I didn't do that yet, but I will look for that in Seinfeld. But Andy in Los Angeles likes his New York radio trivia. All right, Andy.
Hi.
So how's it going? Yeah, how's it going this week?
Okay, how about you?
I can't complain. So here we are, New York, never a stranglehold for country, certainly not in the 1960s. However, there were two stations, you might call them suburban, either one, that tried the format for a good 6 years each. Name one of them.
Suburban?
Yeah, I'd say that. But not Manhattan.
But it was licensed in the city? Oh, it wasn't Manhattan.
No, not Manhattan. One of them I expect you to get, and one of them I do not expect you to get.
Yeah, well, one I don't think it was...
you can do this one. You can do this one. I know this one. You know. You know this.
This is a suburban station, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's good. Keep thinking Jersey. That's right. Good.
WJR?
No, WJR is in Detroit. Keep going. There's a fourth call letter.
No, I don't want to tell you all. There's a... Yeah, I know.
yeah, there's a fourth caller. You're all around it. Give me a dial position. You can do that. I know you can do this because you know what it became. Oh, Andy.
It wasn't WNY. They were country for a while, right? But that's not in the suburbs.
Yes.
I know. It's a J in it.
You know, you just gave me the call letters. Say them again.
WJRZ?
Yes.
All right. That's my answer.
Yes, that is your answer. Now, do you know what they became?
No.
Well, when I tell you...
What was the number on the dial? Wait,
yeah, if I tell you that, you'll know. It became WWDJ. Of course.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. So we're talking about the big 970, WJRZ. Yep. They went country in September of 1965 and didn't switch formats until 1971 and their ill-fated top 40 try. The other one, and I thought you'd get that, and we're going to claim you did, but the other one that I thought you'd never get was WTHE in Mineola in Long Island.
No one in their right mind.
Some guy bought it in the mid-60s and decided that they would do country on Long Island. Like, that's going to be a big thing.
Right.
So they did this, but the same thing. They muddled through this for like 6 years, at which point they went to religion. They sold it for a dollar a holler. But yes, JRZ was the first all-country station to serve the New York metropolitan area in the 1960s.
And you said it lasted 6 years?
Yeah, until you know, it was a terrible thing because I think it was Combined Communications, but Kent Burkhart was their national PD, and he told them that this wouldn't work because of the signal deficiency. I mean, he begged them not to do this. Anyway, they made them do it, and of course it failed because of the signal deficiency.
But even besides that, didn't other stations try and failed? I mean, no one stayed with it.
JRZ, that was a pretty good long run, but it was the 70s when a lot of people tried it for a minute. You know, of course, HN notably,
right.
And then YNY for a minute, and a couple others. Yeah, you betcha. All right.
That.
Well, hang on. We'll consider you a winner. Why not? Don't go away.
I did win, I mean, with a little help.
Well,
okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
Absolutely. All right. So there you have it. Yes, WJRZ, Hackensack. It was a Hackensack license. But yeah, when they were WWDJ, everybody from Buona Johnny to Ronnie Grant worked there. And let's see, yeah. And what are we doing here? I believe we'll be looking for a MASH question while we talk to Shane. So, Shane, are we on our way to Milwaukee?
Actually, I'm in Milwaukee. I'm on my way to Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, all right. Well, and how's the weather?
It's warm. Clear but warm.
Well, hey, that's ultimately terrific. So
yes, it is. I hate the humidity. I like the heat's okay. I just don't like the humidity.
Yeah. How much humidity are you dealing with?
Actually, I don't know what it is up here.
Well, believe me, people right now who are sitting in Mobile, Alabama would love to be where you are, you know, or Tampa,
yep, I agree.
Or New Orleans.
Like 100%.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Liquid oxygen. Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't do it.
All right. So what we want to know is how Hawkeye got his nickname.
His father gave it to him from the Book of the Last of Mohegan.
Absolutely right. You're 100% right. All right, good deal. You didn't disappoint, as I knew you wouldn't. Hang on, don't go away. All right,
thanks,
so Ryan. Very good. Right, this is amazing. I guess I would have had to have seen the show to know more. But I worked. What can I tell you? Jeff in Homewood, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right. How are you?
I can't complain. So we're going to do more Seinfeld trivia.
Yeah, I missed the answer last week. I never got the answer from last week's question.
Oh, what was the question?
Jerry had a girlfriend.
Oh God.
Donna that had a. They disagreed over a commercial.
Oh, and I didn't give you the answer. Oh gosh, and of course I'll never find it again as long as I live. But let me see what I can do.
I'll have to look it up on the internet. I think.
Is it? I don't know. Was Donna the girlfriend?
Yeah.
Let's see. But maybe I can just find it out quickly.
No biggie.
Well, it's going to bother me now, too. Let's see. Oh, yes. The commercial was for Cotton Dockers pants.
Okay.
Jerry hated the ad, which featured men standing around being witty without discussing the pants, while Donna liked it, sparking a deal-breaking argument between them. Dockers pants.
Didn't remember that one.
Yeah, well, of course, I've never seen the show, so I don't know any of them. Let's see. So we're back to this. And here's one that says I've got over 100 Seinfeld questions. Yeah, but do I have 100 Seinfeld answers? This is the problem. Yeah, I don't think so. All right, so let's see. Or do I? All right. Who says the line, Serenity Now?
George's dad, Frank.
Yes. And Frank's last name is?
Costanza?
Yes, very good. All right, you're a winner. It's just that simple.
Okay.
All right, don't go away. So, yes, Serenity Now. All right, so let's put Jeff on hold. Again, the prizes are worthless. Doing it for the fun of it. Eventually you get something. You probably don't want it, but you'll like the certificate, I think. I have to get new wording for the certificate because it's time. That's all there is to it. It's time. So, you know what I didn't do? I don't think I gave you another trivia question. Yeah, after the teeth, right? I gave you the bank guards. And, of course, Don knocked that out before we got any other guesses. What is the most profitable food on the market? The most profitable food on the market. All right. So this would be, as in stores, not as in restaurants. Most profitable food on the market. 888-876-5593. That would be 8888. Raleigh, we have another hour of Monday Night Trivia, and your calls will be welcomed. They'll be begged for, even, I tell you. Yeah, right. Because Monday Night Trivia, it's the only night that I can't do this without you. The rest of the time, I can kind of talk to myself, but if I ask the questions, answering the questions is just bad form. So, yes, yesterday, of course, was July the 12th. Maybe during the news, I'll play July the 12th, 1939. That was Charlie Rich, but let's see what I can do to find out what's going on with this date in history, or a full moon, or something else to muddle through while we are talking. Nothing. I guess nothing ever happened on July 13th. I don't know. Here we go. All right. Subject. Here we go. July 13th. What did happen on July? Bob Crane. Oh, Bob Crane's birthday. I loved him. He would be 98 today. Wow. Born in Waterbury, Connecticut, of course. Was on WICC in Bridgeport, and then KNX in Los Angeles. He was great at KNX. Harrison Ford is 84. Is Jay Uzel still alive? The Uzel brothers, North Carolina, the Corsairs? No, he's been gone a long time. So this would have been his 84th birthday. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large and get back to you in moments in WGN Radio.
Bye.
GN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And share their name with a Detroit group, not related in any other way other than they carry the same name. But 1975 on Capitol, who were they? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right, so what is the most profitable food on the market? Let's see. Anybody taking a guess on that? I believe Karen in Chicago wants to. So, Karen, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you tonight?
Hi. How are you?
Can't complain.
I would say lettuce.
Nope.
Tomatoes.
Nope.
Onions.
Nope.
Ground beef.
Nope.
Chicken.
Nope.
Oh, boy. Potatoes.
Nope.
Oh, well, I have no idea. Could I take a guess at that bumper?
Yes.
I'm more than likely wrong, but I'm going to say the Staples Singers.
No, uh-uh. Not at all.
Okay.
But, yeah, well, I'd be very, I'd be extremely impressed if you knew who this group was, but no.
I'm sure I don't.
All right.
Well, thank you for letting me try, Raleigh.
Always good to hear from you. Thanks. All right, there you have it. Yeah, like I say, it's a New York group, but they share the same name as a Detroit group, who is probably much better known. Maybe not much better, but better known. Yeah, because obviously this wasn't a hit. Gee, what else is new? It's Monday Night Trivia. All right, so I believe Mike is in Elmwood Park. Hello, Mike. What's up tonight?
Oh, not much. Raleigh, my wife went to the doctor. Today everything is good.
Yes, all right. So no vertigo, all's back to normal?
Well, she had an ultrasound done, and her leg was swollen, and he thought maybe she had a blood clot there. So while they were doing an ultrasound, they figured they'd do it on her heart. Everything was good there, and everything was good on the leg. He's got her on a water pill.
All right.
He thinks it might be water. But other than that, she's good.
Yeah, that's excellent news. All right. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do charts from this week in 1968. Number one, This Guy's in Love with You.
This Guy's in Love with You is Herb Alpert.
Yes, absolutely. Herb Alpert, you got it. Number two,
yep.
The Horse.
Oh, Cliff Noble.
Yep. Number three, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Rolling Stones.
Number four, Lady Willpower.
Gary Puckett and Union Gap.
Number five, Grazing in the Grass, instrumental.
Instrumental. Hugh Masekela.
Number six, The Look of Love.
The Look of Love, Brazil 66.
Yeah, good enough. All right, number seven, Angel of the Morning.
Mary Lee Rush and the Turnabout.
Yep, number eight, Stone Soul Picnic.
Fifth Dimension.
Number nine, Here Come the Judge.
Shorty Long.
Number 10, Indian Lake.
House Hills.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see how far you get. Number 11, Reach Out of the Darkness.
Brendan Lover.
12, Hurdy Gurdy Man.
Donovan.
13, Money Money.
Tommy James and Shondells.
14, MacArthur Park.
Richard Harris.
15, Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
Ohio Express.
16, Mrs. Robinson.
Simon and Garfunkel.
17, I Love You.
I Love You, People?
Yes. 18, Think.
Think, Aretha Franklin.
19, D.W. Washburn.
D.W. Washburn, The Monkees.
20, She's a Heartbreaker.
She's a Heartbreaker. Gene Pitney?
Yep. 21, Turn Around, Look at Me.
The Vogues.
Yep. 21. Oh, that was 21. 22. Hello, I Love You.
The Doors.
Yes. 23. Never Give You Up.
I Never Give You Up. What is it?
This is a Chicago Institute. It's a Chicago institution. You can't lose on this. People will be very upset.
Not the Impressions.
Jerry Butler. He was once he was once in the Impressions, but no, but that's excellent. Excellent. You got 22 right. Don't go away. You're a winner.
Okay.
All right. It's a good deal. So we put Mike on hold again. The prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get them. You're doing this for the fun of it. All right. So we have, what are we doing here? I believe we have Gary in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Gary.
Well, hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Got a quick, it's going. You know, hanging in.
Good.
Quick food guess, maybe pizza.
Oh, that's nice. Nope.
And, well, okay.
All right. I'll
have to deal with the disappointment. But
well, you'll get over it. All right.
I'm sure I will in about 10 seconds.
What's the world's largest island?
Greenland.
Absolutely right. What does semi-quincentennial mean?
Oh, 250 years.
Absolutely right. All right. Motown is a combination of motor and town, obviously. What city are they referring to?
Detroit.
Absolutely. And the Grand Ole Opry is now at, and don't say Nashville, we need a location.
I think it's back at the Ryman Auditorium.
Yes, it is. All right, that's enough. You're a winner. 4 out of 5, you
all
did
right.
It. Yes,
thanks.
Indeed. All right, so hang on, you're a winner. Okay, so that is absolutely true. Now, of course, it's not the same Ryman Auditorium, which was absolutely a death trap. It is the new Ryman Auditorium located in the same place. So, man, I'll tell you, that old one, I was there right before it closed in 74 and moved out to Briley Parkway to Opryland. And, man, it would get to like 110 behind that stage. It was just brutal. So yeah, nobody really wanted to move to Briley Parkway that I knew, but everybody was glad to get out of that pressure cooker. So, 888-876-5593. James is on the south side. How's it going, James? What's up tonight?
Oh, fine. I will take some guesses. Okay. First, about I'll take a guess about that bumper. Is it the Marvelettes?
No. I love that. No.
Was it Martha and Vandellas?
Come on, you heard the song. Did that sound like Martha and the Vandellas to you?
No, it didn't. But okay. So, okay, let's go to the food thing.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to say soybeans.
Nope.
I'm going to say, let's see. Okay, as far as possible, I'm going to say corn.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say, citrus. Maybe oranges specifically.
Nope.
Okay. I'll say, let's see, I'll say, strawberries?
Nope.
Okay, grapes?
Nope.
Okay, peanuts?
Nope.
I think I just used up the ones.
All right.
I think I got one. Yeah. So let's go to World War II.
After World War II, Germany was divided into how many zones of occupation?
4.
Yep, absolutely right. You are a winner. Hang on, don't go away. So there you have that. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Now, let's see what we're doing here. Oh, okay, Stacy from Algonquin. We're going to find her some Laverne and Shirley while we talk. So, Stacy, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right, what's new? What's going on?
We had a great 4th of July party.
Good.
And my mammogram was normal.
Yay.
And I saw my other doctor, and I got a full exam. so it was pretty good. And then I have to take that. Oh, what is that again? That you have to drink.
Like for a GI series, like barium?
Not yet, no. Okay. Oh, it'll come to me.
All right. Well, you'll drink it, and you'll take the test, and that'll be fine, too.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
What was their favorite beverage?
Wait a minute.
And what's interesting is this actually was a drink that Penny Marshall, in her life, it was her favorite.
Oh, God, let me see. Pepsi?
Well, that's half of it.
Pepsi and...
Yeah, they mixed Pepsi together. Pepsi was half of the drink. You're right.
Oh, let's see. Pepsi and Dr. Pepper?
Nope. Try again. And by the way, I find it nauseating. Penny Marshall might have liked it, but I just think it's just terrible. And
Pepsi and milk?
Yes. Laverne DeFazio's favorite beverage was milk and Pepsi.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yes, and that habit she picked up as a child when her mother forced her to drink milk before being allowed to have the Pepsi, so she just mixed them together. Oh, man, just vile. But all right, you are a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Milk and Pepsi. What are you thinking? All right, so 888-876-5593. I'm thinking it's time for another bumper stumper. Then we come back to Ralph in Rockford, and there's room for you on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. That's a Porky Chadwick special if there ever was one. Pittsburgh Radio. Yeah, the group was from a Pittsburgh suburb. They were 5 15-year-olds. They got together. And this is probably the apex of their career. They tried to do something nationally. They had 4 or 5 records that I could name in Pittsburgh, but outside of Pittsburgh, no. No, probably some of Mad Mike's CDs or the Itzy CDs have this now, but for the most part, nope. Summer of 1955, and they managed to record for RCA, which was pretty amazing as far as that goes. And Street Corner Kids singing, and that was the deal. And so when they came time to name the group, again, they're 15 years old, but they all decide they're going to choose something that has to do with wine. So they were thinking of the grapevines, that'd be nifty. And some of the guys were taking Spanish in school, and they thought, well, whatever it is, let's start with L. Actually, it should have been Los, but never mind. Yeah, and so then they they came up with the rest of the name after that, which you can tell me now. I've absolutely given that away as far as I'm concerned. We'll see if you know. They did songs by the Heartbeats and the Cadillacs and the Moonglows and the Spaniels and the Turbans and the Drifters and, you know, all that, and harp tones. But, man, I'll tell you what, Porky Chadwick, I think he was a WHOD at the time. Man, he played the heck out of them. And they were on a local TV show, Channel 2, the Wilkins Amateur Hour. Wilkins Jewelry Store, of course. And that was the deal. I think they won. So their foolproof strategy was to sing a song they couldn't lose, so they just did Why Do Fools Fall in Love. The problem is that neither of the lead singers, or any of the members actually, could sound anything like Frankie Lyman, which was a bit of a problem. So then they came up with another solution. They got one of the guy's sisters to sing lead and be in the group. They said, that should do it. And so they added a girl, and it all worked like a charm. And the girl sounded exactly like Frankie Lyman. That wasn't so hard, actually. You'll remember on the Kodak, Oh Gee Oh Gosh, that she sounded exactly like Frankie Lyman also. But anyway, so the grand prize was $1,000, and they got disqualified. What happened, they would have won the money because they were winning everything. But part of it had to be amateur because it was, you know, an amateur show, the Wilkins Amateur Hour, right? Well, the problem is that they had a recording deal in the middle of it. They went in a studio, cut a session. So that was it. They didn't get their money. They were no longer amateurs. And so they started performing at record hops. And like I say, it was definitely Porky, but also Bill Powell from ILY. And it was Bob Rowlands. And if you're an R&B fan from the 50s, you know that name. He did A&R for Groove, which was RCA's R&B subsidiary. And he was on the search for some groups and found them. So who are they? We'll have another Bumper Stumper, and we'll have Ralph, and we got room for you, too. And our trivia question, but if you've got something on your mind, pick a category, and we'll go for it on WGN Radio. An answer record to a flop. The original, of course, Birth of Tillman, Oh My Angel, one of my all-time favorite records. Yeah. And June Jackson wrote that, J.J. Jackson, not the same guy who did, but it's all right. And June wrote the answer record, too, 5 years later. It came out on Audio 40, which was a division of Audio Arts. Both gals, both Bertha Tillman on the original and this gal on the remake, were from San Diego. but I know absolutely nothing about this woman. Can't find anything else she's ever done. Maybe you know more than I do, but who is she? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. So, yes, I've got a question here, and this will become our straggler for next week if you don't get it. What is the most profitable food on the market? Or maybe we'll say in the market, since, again, we're not talking about restaurant food. We're talking about, you know, stuff you would get at a grocery store. Ralph in Rockford, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you very much for welcoming me back.
Mm.
Yeah, and first of all, I would want to thank you because you already played two of my favorite songs, and that is was one, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
Well, a few seconds of it anyway.
Yeah, well, anyway, it reminded me I used to have all his A-tracks in the late 60s, early 70s, and I thought he was just a wonderful musician and a wonderful human being.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was. And unfortunately, he died a little bit young in the 90s. I wish he had lived a little longer, you know, to have his talent come out more. But, you know, he had some great hits, so...
Oh, absolutely. Yes, Berry Gordy certainly hungered for him, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. And I was just going to say he came to Motown and he stuck with Motown for quite a while because Berry Gordy knew that he was a great musician.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and then the other thing was that you played early in your program here last night, one must say, we already have 12:40, and so that was the. I might be wrong on. I might be on the wrong track here because I thought it was when you played. What does it take? The more I see you.
Right,
the
and
more
we.
I like you.
Right, and that was Peter Allen. We already had someone identify it.
Right, but I thought, I told you I was on the wrong track. I thought it was Chris Montez.
Well, Chris Montez did it in the mid-60s, of course, 10 years earlier.
Yeah.
And, that it was a pop standard. But that was the Peter Allen version, and it was Herb Alpert playing a trumpet on it.
Yeah, well, my understanding is that Herb Alpert liked Chris Montez very much because Chris Montez had a big hit in 1962 with Let's Dance.
Right, absolutely. That was on Monogram. Yeah. That was the connection, of course.
Right, and then Herb Alpert thought that his star, Chris Montez's star, was a little bit waning, and he.
No,
we've
talked about this, of course, and that's when he said you should go in the pop standards direction, and Chris Montez initially said you're out of your mind, no way, and ultimately got convinced, and that's where he got his second string of hits.
Oh, okay. So was it an other hit to Call Me?
Oh, of course. You Call Me, The More I See You. There were several of them and albums of them, too. I mean, probably Herb cut over a dozen of them on that. So, there were a lot of them. That was Herb's whole vision on that, saying you should redo pop standards. Initially, Chris was having none of it. But, he did others as well. There Will Never Be Another You, The Very Thought of You, Time After Time. These were all things he released as singles.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Shadow of Your Smile. He did a lot of them. But if you haven't heard it, he also did Call Me in Spanish, Háblame.
Yeah.
And
Háblame.
You can hear that too. But Because of You, I'm trying to think of what else. I had a lot of them, but it was all that pop standard stuff, bottom line is, as I say, Chris Montez did not want to do this, but at that point he figured, oh, what the hell, might as well. Because, you know, after Monogram, he was on London for a while and none of those hits. Yeah. And so then Monogram released some more, and then A&M got him in 66.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I had to take a guess, I would guess that Chris Montez was of Mexican descent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so...
Well, actually, when you say descent, of Mexican heritage, he was born in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, of Mexican heritage.
Yeah, so, yeah, but absolutely. He was born in Los Angeles, and not East Los Angeles either. He was born in L.A., but yes, absolutely. Okay. And he was in a group before that, the Invincibles.
Oh, yeah, okay. So he really had quite a career then.
Well, you know, I mean, career, I don't know that you'd say that, but I mean, Let's Dance was a one-off, and that whole thing on Monogram Middle, that was just a one-off, and then really it was Herb Alpert responsible for really making him something, and it was Jim Lee was the guy, and he had Monogram, and he wrote Let's Dance, and but then, you know, obviously Herb heard something in him. And that was the deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always had the wrong notion that Herb Alpert was Mexican, but he's American, right?
Yeah, Herb Alpert was born in Boyle Heights. He's Jewish. And
Jewish.
Yeah, and he grew up in the Fairfax district. In fact, he went to Fairfax High, same high school that Phil Spector went later. But Fairfax High, right there on Fairfax Avenue in Los Angeles. And yes, he's absolutely a Jewish guy from Los Angeles.
Herb Alpert did give a concert, I think, in Chicago a year or two ago.
Well, that's Lanny Hall's home. Lanny's from here, so from Chicago, sure.
Well, it's amazing. I hope the same school that you went to with Phil Spector, I hope, because they didn't teach him what they taught Phil Spector.
Well, it was years different, because Herb Alpert was born in 1935, and I think Phil was born in 40 or 41. It was a few years different, but he was originally he grew up in Boyle Heights, and then the family moved, like I say, to the Fairfax district, and that's where he grew up. And then he was working for Dory, which I thought was a great little label. In fact, I think he named one of his kids from his first marriage Dory. But anyway, while he was at Dory, then he teamed up with Jerry Moss, and that's when A&M Alpert and Moss. So that's how
Albert
that
and
happened.
Moss, that's where. This is how this originated, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And since we're a little bit into trivia, I just wanted to have your opinion on a little trivia here that I've been following a little bit here, because I was always kind of fond of Donna Summer. You know, she came to Munich and was discovered by Giorgio Moroder.
Of course.
Yeah, and Giorgio Moroder really made her a big star. But, you know, the early songs, the big songs, Donna Summer, unfortunately, she had to suffer from this 9/11 because of that bad smell that came from these, you know, bombs or whatever they used, you know. And she said she was, before she died, she died fairly young.
Oh, yeah, she definitely didn't make it very long. She died in 2012, and she was born in 48. She was from Boston originally. She died in Florida. Early on, and by early on in her case, we're talking the early 70s, she was on, like, Groovy and on Lark and then Areola, a couple things on Areola. And that's where, I think, Areola is probably where she had her hits, like with the South Soul Orchestra and stuff, Love to Love You Baby and all that. And then, of course, Casablanca broke her wide open.
Well, Giorgio Moroder was quite a musician before he... He had a group that was called Chicory Tip.
Yep.
And he had a hit with Chicory Tip for Son of My Father.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the hits, a smaller hit. It wasn't a big hit. But then he came more and more, and I thought he discovered Donna Summer, because my understanding is that Donna Summer came from America into Munich to play in Jesus Christ Superstar as an actor.
All right.
That's what I understand. I might be wrong, but then she was discovered, and you know that especially all Western European men, especially Germans, have a kind of a kind hearted, and they like, you know, black women that sing, you know that.
Well, and when she went, by the way, on that show, she was just a backup singer. And that's where Giorgio Moroder, who is Italian, by the way, he's not, German, but he was living in Germany.
No,
moved to Munich.
I thought he,
so Okay.
I thought he was Austrian.
He's Italian. I'm pretty
Italian.
Sure.
Well,
pretty sure.
Yeah,
let me look it up. But I think he was Italian.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
And then we have to.
Yeah.
You do this every week. You can't do this anymore. You can't call on Monday night and expect to do this. People go crazy because they want to play trivia. So let me.
Yeah.
So let's see. What does it say? It was born in. Okay, this is interesting. He was born in Italy, but I wonder. And the reason I say that it was. A place called, I can spell it, I can't say it, in South Tyrol, U-R-T-I-T-E-I, a Kingdom of Italy. And so that was it. Now, where that was, I couldn't begin to tell you. It could be Austria, it could be Germany, I don't know. You can look it up,
okay.
U-R-T-I-J-E-I. That's your homework assignment.
Well, Tyrol is right between Germany, Austria, and
Italy. I'm looking at it on a map right now, and it's definitely Italy, but it's very north and it's very close. All right, call again Tuesday through Thursday, not Monday.
Well, I called earlier, but then I couldn't get through because you always call early.
But again, on Monday night, trivia, only trivia. Yeah. All right, call me Tuesday through Thursday, and we'll talk more.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks. Right. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right. I know. I get email. And by the way, I try to answer the email, but as I've said many times, there's a couple things. I get overwhelmed, and when I get overwhelmed, I just dump everything. So if you never heard back from me, it was probably in a group of emails I dumped. Yeah, that's why never would I go to these, paperless bills. No, I can't do that. All right. Next thing is, if you're right and you've got, an attachment, I'm never going to see it. I'm not going to listen to audio. I'm not going to look at video. I'm not going to click on a link. I'm not going to do attachments. This is strictly if you're saying, hey, heard this on the show. Will you play? Yada, yada. I'll try to do that. That's it. Next thing, one more thing while I'm at it, while I'm ordering you around. I think that people try to text this show. I'm not 100% sure because, of course, we do not have any SMS capability whatsoever. So the only way to get me is to call, and there's no voicemail and there's no SMS. You call live on the show. If you text, that's fine, but I don't see it. So please don't do that. I'm pretty sure people do just by some things I can look at my phone system and see what's happening to it, but I'm not gonna see it. So yeah, emails are brief, no attachments, no nothing. Yeah, because I'm not about to. There's no way. And, when I wake up and it says something like there's 3,300 new messages, and that's not an exaggeration, it's like I got to prioritize these somehow. Usually I just turn them alphabetically and start dumping en masse. So if you don't hear from me at all, to write back or something, but don't attach anything. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Anita in Beloit. She's going to guess on our trivia question. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Anita.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
How are you this week? Good.
All right.
Okay. I have a couple of things. Does it have to be just food or can it be beverages as well?
I would say it could be, but it's not. It is food.
It is food. Okay. French fries.
No.
Okay. Rice.
No.
Unflavored oatmeal.
No. And I can tell you already, nobody's on the right track, and you're going to kill me when you find out what it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Thank God you can't get to me. It's a real good thing.
Okay. I'm sitting here going, it's got to be something that is prevalent, isn't processed much, and can stand shelf life.
All right. That's probably true.
Okay. So that's why I said rice and unflavored oatmeal and frozen potatoes of any kind. Any of the hash browns, french fries, anything like that.
Nope.
No. Okay. Now you got me going here. Jeez, oh, Pete. I'm sitting here thinking water. No. Okay. She said it's food. I can't think of it.
Think about it. And if it's still here next week, call me back.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay,
all right. Yes, indeed. So it's a good thing. Good thing you can't get to me personally or, you'd beat up on me. I wouldn't blame you. Annette in Carol Stream. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you.
What do you think?
I'm going to guess things different than what I've heard other people saying. Sirloin steak.
No.
Ground beef.
No.
Shrimp.
No.
Lobster.
No.
Caviar.
No.
And then I'm going to go with one fruit, dragon fruit.
Nope.
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 Okay.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good deal. All right, so nobody's on the right track on this, I can tell you right now. So we'll get to Cleveland Dennis. We'll get to Naoto before the night is out, because last week we didn't get to him in time, but we will this week. Yes, Myers-Briggs Trivia coming up next on WGN Radio.
Got on to the bus in my usual half-asleep days. Happened to gaze around, and then I saw her sitting there right next to me. I pretended to be reading her paper, checking out the morning news, catching up on the world. My, she's a pretty girl. She's a pretty girl. I thought I'd speak to her, though I didn't know just what to say. Think of a way, she knows you're looking at her. But right then, she turned to me. Again, I pretended to be.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And who are they? That's your last bumper stumper if you want to take a guess. All right, now we will get to Naoto before the evening is out, because I've got to. We missed it last time. But Georgianne is a first-time caller, and we defer to those. So, Georgianne, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hello. How are you?
All right, what do you think?
Cheese?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay, that was my guess.
Well, if you think about it, call me back next week with something else.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
Appreciate it. All right, so now, not cheese. Like I said, you're gonna kill me. You're just going to beat me up. Naoto is in Japan. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so we're talking about Myers-Briggs, of course, and usually we focus on their mental or psychological qualities, but now we're going to talk about their physical qualities. This type is the least likely of all the types to suffer from heart disease or hypertension. Now, I'll give you, while you're thinking about it, I'll give you a couple more facts about them. They're the least likely of all types to have stress with family or health, and they're also very overrepresentative among type A behavior people. So that doesn't sound like it goes together. So what do you think?
I would say I have two types in my mind. My first type is ENTJ.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh, maybe it was I.
No.
INTJ.
No, it's ENT it is, but it's ENTP. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. So I apologies to Eric and to Fran and to Cleveland Dennis, because this pretty much is it. You know, call earlier on Monday nights, on any night. Okay, 21 hours from now, we'll do it again. And, of course, that's 10 p.m. Central, and your participation is absolutely encouraged. As far as the bumper stumpers, well, they'll all be on Raleigh.net. But, yeah, Peter Allen, the Checkers did, heaven only knows. The Applejacks did, Tell Me When. Ben White and the Darches, Nationwide Stamps. Kenny Wells, Isn't It a Shame. The C-Notes did Last Saturday Night. Al Terry, Good Deal. Lou Sale. Reflection, Three Steps from True Love. El Vino is My Heart Beats Faster. The Circle, Reading Her Paper. And Anita May did Tarnished Angel. All right, not necessarily in that order. So that's the deal. Our food question will remain for next week. And other than that, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure for me to do. Hope you'll call tomorrow night right here. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Rat Roulette, plus Slice of Vengeance, and Arizona Air Assault. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. You dirty rat, rat-a-tat tragedy in Berkeley. Health officials say a woman is dead and a man desperately sick after a suspected bout with leptospirosis, a rare rodent-related disease. Authorities say the couple had been living in a severely rat-infested RV, trapping, feeding, and even breeding wild rats before the sickness struck. Now investigators are scrambling while neighbors are squealing. Ben was a horror movie. This was a rodent reality show. Turns out when you play rat roulette, the house usually wins. Pizza Payback. A Dallas doorbell delivery turned into a full-blown pepperoni plot, police say, when a woman allegedly used a fake pizza order to lure her ex outside, then pumped him full of lead in a blistering backyard barrage. Detectives say security video captured the ambush, and despite being hit again and again, the man somehow survived. The accused then allegedly burned rubber across state lines before finally being busted. That's one pizza special with extra sauce, extra bullets, and a side order of extradition. Drone Zone. An Arizona air and auto chase comes crashing down after cops say a purse-pinching prowler preyed on an elderly woman outside a Walmart, then peeled away in a panicked push for freedom. But police punched back with drones, cameras, and aerial tracking tech, turning the runaway ride into a sky-spied scramble. The suspect was swiftly stopped and shackled. Apparently, when the eye in the sky is watching, hiding is just a hobby with lousy odds. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.